It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
No plant says happy holidays as much as our chosen topic for today. I'm talking about the plants seen on living room coffee tables, in shop windows, lining the stage of the school Christmas pageant, decking out countless receptionist desks, massed in church sanctuaries, and artfully reproduced on cards and wrapping paper throughout the land. I'm talking about bushy green leaves topped by vivid red bracts that center around a tiny white or yellow flower with the whole shebang presented in a foil-wrapped pot. I'm talking about the Euphorbia pulcherrima, discovered in Mexico in the late 1820s by the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, a man named Joel Roberts Poinsett. Have you guessed the mystery holiday plant yet? If you said poinsettia, you're absolutely correct. And in my book, if you said poinsettia, you're also right on the money. We who plant our roots in the middle of the country tend to give the slouchy, more common pronunciation, all the while knowing that folks from down east or out west would probably not hesitate to correct us toward adding that extra I on the end. But whatever the name, and however you mouth it, the fact remains that this is by far the most popular holiday plant around. Poinsettias come in three colors, red, pink, and white. There are also variegated versions of any or all of the above. I prefer the bright red ones, and the bigger and bushier the better. I love to put them in my plant wall against green ferns and hot pink and purple bromeliads for a riot of holiday cheer. I'm always on the lookout for cast-off or cast-out poinsettias. It's amazing how many you can inherit from offices and schools and places that shut down a couple of days before Christmas. People don't want to deal with them, or they're leaving town for the holidays and need a foster parent to take in their seasonal orphans. I bring them home, give them a good drink and a few kind words, and they usually bloom till March or April. Of course, I put them far away from heater vents, and I give them lots of water sprays and filtered light, so they think they're back in the jungles of Central America, where they grow to be large shrubs. In the U.S. of A., poinsettias are strictly hothouse products on a grand commercial scale. They are nurtured and coaxed and pampered into being small and bushy with root balls that fit into standard plastic pot sizes, and they're manipulated into blooming at just the right time by feeding schedules and light schedules and temperature schedules. There are legions of plants people who centered their careers around nursemaiding poinsettia plants, and I'm really glad they do because we need the color and brightness they bring into our winter dreary lives. And I certainly could never be organized enough to grow poinsettias to produce blooms at just the right time. To begin with, they need to be kept at a temperature range between 59 and 65 degrees at all times. Plus, there's all the light and dark routine, with absolutely no artificial light allowed after September. I know there are people who cut back their old plants each spring and plant them outside and bring them inside in the fall and do all those timely things and produce glorious blooms on old poinsettias, but I've never met any of them. They're probably too busy checking their clocks and calendars and thermostats. No, I just enjoy somebody else's efforts and plant my spent poinsettias in the empty spaces of my flower beds, where they live a good life for the rest of the summer. And then they become compost. And so it goes.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.